For years, Dorian Gray could not free himself from the influence of the book Lord Henry had given him. The book seemed to him to contain the story of his own life, written before he had lived it. He identified himself with the young Parisian in the novel. Time had not touched Dorian. The wonderful beauty that had fascinated Basil Hallward and many others seemed never to leave him. Even those who had heard the most horrible things against him could not believe them when they saw him. There was something in the purity and innocence of his face that made it impossible to believe that he was evil. Often, on returning home from one of those mysterious absences that were the cause of strange rumours among his friends, Dorian would climb upstairs to the locked room, unlock the door, and stand with a mirror in front of the portrait, looking at the evil and aging face on the canvas, and then at the beautiful young face in the mirror. He fell more and more in love with his own beauty, and became more and more interested in the corruption of his own soul.